Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now on the home of Texas Rangers baseball, Rangers pitcher Taylor Hearn. Taylor, thank you so much for taking some time and hopping on with us tonight.
Thank you guys for having me.
So how are you doing? What have you been up to ever since spring training was canceled and you've kind of just had time to quarantine and be with yourself or the fam? What have you been up to?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, during this whole time, just been enjoying time with my family. And also just trying my best to try to stay active as well. But taking it in, taking it day by day, and enjoying the new stadium, that's for sure.
Yeah, tell us about that, Taylor. You've gotten a chance to spend some time at Globe Life Field, certainly a lot more than 99.9% of the Rangers community has, and you've gotten a chance to throw some bullpens. What are your initial impressions of Globe Life Field?
I love it so far. You know, I did a live BP on the stadium mound Tuesday. It felt great, and the bullpen's great. They've been playing music and stuff, so it's great, and I love the atmosphere. I'm excited to see it with fans in there. So,
yeah. So your guy Joey Gallo complained that the fences were a little deep. We got to get the pitching perspective on this. Are they not deep enough for your taste?
Honestly, if you ask me, they are. They're perfect. So I ain't gonna complain. But I do see where you were coming from. But I'm not gonna lie. Today he hit some pretty long balls today. So.
Taylor Hearn joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. So, you know, going back to spring training, how were you feeling during spring training? And, you know, was there anything specific that you were working on in the offseason? Maybe have you continued to do that since you've been able to get into the new ballpark and keep practicing?
So my main thing going into spring training was just to just pick up where I left off. That was my main thing. And just tighten up my slider, continue to throw for a strike, and just basically just pick up where I left off. And I was pretty excited and happy to get to that point and was feeling good physically. I mean, I was feeling great. And, you know, it sucked that it got shut down, but, I mean, I was at a spot where, you know, I was feeling good physically. Everything was coming together and did some mechanical adjustments as well.
So what is that like? Because, you know, we hear it all the time, athletes are creatures of habit, and you're getting revved up, you're getting your body ready to go for the season, and then all of a sudden spring training's canceled, and you've got a couple of months off. How difficult is that all of a sudden to go from I'm ready to start the season to I have no idea when we're getting back to playing baseball?
It sucks because just like you said, at one point, you know, even right now, you don't really know when we're going to be back for sure. But you do know it's going to happen. So I think that was just a good gauge of just not trying to overdo it and just continue trying to take it like it's the offseason just a little bit, lifting-wise, just falling-wise, but not even stopping.
Taylor, are you preparing exclusively as a reliever right now, or are you sort of in between in case you – end up starting versus the conversation before camp broke that You know, the Rangers were looking at you to be able to impact the team immediately this year as a reliever and then consider the starting stuff, you know, more in the long term. But right now, are you sort of preparing totally as a reliever, or is it a little bit of both?
As of right now, I'm just trying to, I think, just continue preparing for to be that long guy on the pen. And then maybe, you know, be the spot star guy if I need to every now and then. But, I mean, just as of right now, just trying to I'm coming out.
We're talking with Taylor Hearn here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, so Taylor, you know, there's a lot of discussion. You know, will baseball be back? When will baseball be back? What are the, you know, the implementations that we're going to notice as far as health stuff? And obviously, there's a big financial side. What Elvis is the Rangers rep and a part of the executive committee in the MLBPA. How do you, as someone, you know, first of all, young player, but you're not, you know, the team rep. How do you have your voice heard? Does Elvis hold meetings with the team to allow guys to speak up and express their opinions? Because you don't have a ton of tenure, do you kind of have to be quiet in the back? What's that dynamic like as far as guys giving their input to the reps so that all the voices in Major League Baseball are heard for a big decision like this?
No, I think he does a really good job with just asking us, you know, what type of questions we have, anything. Everybody gives their own opinion, and you know, and gets a lot of information and stuff from him. But he has a very open dialogue. That's for sure. And that's one thing I like about him. You know, he's always, every day we see him, you know, he's like, hey, you got that many questions? Don't hesitate to ask. You know, it's you know, back and forth. But you know, I don't really have much to say because, you know, actions speak louder than words. I'm just waiting to see what's going to transpire. And just, you know, I know it's going to take some time for us to probably get to where we need to be. And, you know, hopefully soon. But no, he has a really good open dialogue, that's for sure.
So whenever we do know, hey, okay, this is when the season's going to start back up and they kind of have a mini spring training 2.0, for you, how long do you think it'll take to be ready to go for the start of the season?
See, I think, are you just saying, like, for us as team-wise, or just me, like,
individually? Well, because we've had, you know, we had Elvis on a little while back, and he was basically saying he feels for pitchers it takes a lot longer. For him personally, he thinks it might take, you know, 2 weeks, he'll be good to go. But from a pitcher's perspective, I'm just interested, you know, do you think you need a little bit longer than, say, an infielder would to be ready to go?
You know what, honestly, I think with what we've been doing and what I've been doing as well, just working out at the stadium and just been constantly throwing as well, and then now starting to throw live batters. I think, honestly, I mean, I could use, you know, maybe two or three. If they were to say, you know, hey, season's going to start, for example, you know, in 2 weeks, I'll be ready to go because we're already facing live batters. I've been throwing bullpens. I've been throwing and doing live BPs and stuff. So, I mean, I've been feeling great, though. But, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't need – I think a lot of guys that are down here throwing, we wouldn't need that much time, but I kind of do feel for the guys up north because, you know, their situation is a little different than ours.
Right. Do you have a certain catcher that you like to play with more? In your opinion, do you just not care about that? You'll work with anybody.
I honestly, that's never been a really big factor to me. I just try to, as me as a pitcher, I always try to have an open dialogue and try to let them know what I like and what works for me. And then just working off of what they like to see and what they see. Like, I think the reason why me and Jose been working well together is because, you know, we threw bullpens with each other in the off season, so, and then spring training last year as well, and this year too. So he already knows, like, what I like and what I don't like and what I like to set up. So I've been working with Chirinos as well. He's been catching a couple of my bullpens as well. So, but no, that type of stuff didn't really matter to me because I always go up to them first and ask them and just tell them, like, hey, if you see something, don't hesitate to ask me or tell me in the middle of a game because I say, I'll make adjustments. But, you know, I'm going to go off of what I see and what I feel and just know how, you know, how to attack guys. So, like, whatever you guys got, just don't hesitate to ask.
Taylor Hearn with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Taylor, it seems like you've escaped the dinosaurs. A second ago, it sounded like you were in the middle of filming Jurassic World, whatever the next episode is. Are you okay? I just want to make sure you're not avoiding T-Rex or any of the other dinosaurs in the Lost Village or whatever it's called.
No, I was walking down the stairs in my apartment building trying to get down to the bottom so I wouldn't lose you guys in the elevator.
Okay, good. Getting the workout in. All right, I know you're a big baseball or a basketball fan, Taylor. You get a chance to watch all 10 episodes of The Last Dance?
Oh, of course. Oh, you know, I wouldn't miss it.
What are your thoughts? It's over now. So, what were some of your big takeaways?
I honestly, I loved it. But I think one thing I liked about was just how before everything started, you know, MJ had talked about, he's like, he was scared about people would like think different of him before. And I was like, no, I don't think so. And even afterwards, I still don't think different of him, because I think if you're going to be a top athlete or just a big athlete in general, like, you got to have that dog mentality. You got to have a little edge. You have to have a little edge in you. You know, he had a lot of it, you know, and it was pretty intimidating. So, I mean, every episode, I record every single one of them. Someone would definitely watch all the time. But, you know, it was great to watch. I'm excited. You know, I'm waiting for them to do a documentary on the 90s Cowboys. So that'd be a good one to watch for sure.
Oh, we've been waiting for that one to come out as well. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Now, it's tough. Certainly, MJ is one of a kind, but I think a lot of the reason why he felt that way was because of some of the practice footage, and, you know, he gets on people, right? I mean, he's not afraid to get in someone's face. From being in the Rangers clubhouse, is there anybody that you would point to and say maybe he's the most comparable to the MJ on our current team right now?
That's a good one. You ask me, there's a good amount of guys in our locker room that are like that. But I think one that I think has that in him for sure and has that ability is Willie. Because just playing with him in the minor league as well and then just always having conversations with him, he always seemed like he had that dog mentality. Like, I mean, he was up there being fearless when he was hitting, and just talking to him in the dugout and just his approach to certain pitchers and stuff was just crazy. And then, you know, the unfortunate situation that happened to him this spring training about him getting hit, you know, and now all of a sudden I'm so happy for him, because after him getting hit in the face, I felt so bad for him. But now that he's a lot better and he's coming up to the park and he's hitting some tanks. It looks like he's back to his normal self. And, you know, that's pretty a big thing to overcome. That's a big hill to overcome after getting hit in the face like that.
Yeah, no, that was scary, no doubt. We're excited and happy that he's getting back to hitting now. Talking with Taylor Hearn, Texas Rangers pitcher on the Nosebleed Seats, 105.3 The Fan. So, Taylor, we do a top 10 list of 10 every night, and one list that we did last week was, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? We had a top 10 for it. If I were to pose that question to you, what is the one food you could eat every day for the rest of your life?
What did Jared say?
I was not a part of this conversation last night. I'm thinking myself.
I will say pizza was the number one voted on by the population in the United States of America.
Oh, man, this is tough.
Can I get clarification, Taylor? Because I'm thinking about this, too. Is like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's the only thing you can have, or you have to have it every single day? You can have other things, but you have to always have this particular item.
It's one food. You can only get one food to eat.
Wow.
And it's one food.
It's one food.
Oh, man. And you said majority of the people said pizza?
Yes, pizza. Now, they didn't specify pepperoni, cheese, sausage. It was just pizza in general.
So you have flexibility there. If you say pizza, you can go like a breakfast pizza in the morning.
Sure.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Oh, jeez. You know what? I don't think I can sit there and eat pizza every day, but maybe it's just something I grew up on. But I think, honestly, Whataburger would be something I could eat every day and be fine with.
What's your go-to Whataburger order?
Honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich.
Okay. Taquito, but nothing else? What about breakfast?
No. Oh, their breakfast is unbelievable. I could sit there. Oh, they have one of the best breakfasts probably, you know, I've had one of them. But, like, I could sit here and eat Whataburger, I mean, all the time. I mean, shoot,
whenever I got traded back and I was in Frisco, I remember the first within the first 2 weeks of our home stands and stuff, I had Whataburger, no joke, 3 times in a row.
Hey, you can't go wrong. I mean, look, the line is a little long sometimes. They're a little slow, but when you get it, it is always worth it.
Oh, 100%.
Always worth it.
I think for sure they're definitely up there with Chick-fil-A with their drive-thru. Because, I mean, I know, me personally, I think Chick-fil-A's drive-thru is one of the fastest drive-thrus ever.
It is.
But I think that they're definitely up there, though. But, like, if I had to pick a food, it definitely would be either a Whataburger, the number one, or their Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Center.
I love it. That's a heck of an answer. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us on the Nosebleed Seats, and hopefully we can get back to playing some baseball here soon.
We will. I'm pretty excited, though, but thank you guys for having me, though.
Thanks, T.
Appreciate you. There he goes, Taylor Hearn, Rangers pitchers. We get ready. Hopefully, Jared, we're getting closer and closer, and I say this really for your dear wife, Emily, because we've got to get you to cut your hair, and you will not be doing that until baseball is played, so hopefully we can get that here pretty soon.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.